我们上个礼拜已经在这里思想了，在试炼中间要有一位大喜乐。
Last week we mentioned how we ought to consider great joy in the midst of our trials.
这是不是一种阿 Q 的精神
？Is this a self-consolating thought?
不是的
，No.
因为阿 Q 的喜乐是没有根据的。
Because the joy of this person, RQ, has no basis.
他的想象，他的对事实的误解，是从他自己主观的思想的感情发出来。
And his mistaken notion comes from his subjective emotions.
但是基督徒在苦难中间有喜乐。
But the Christian will have joy in the midst of suffering.
与上帝永恒的旨意发生关联的。
And this is based and related to the eternal will of God.
是与上帝的历史中间有绝对的主权操纵进程有关联的。
And related to the fact that God is sovereign is the history of mankind.
与上帝在他的原旨中间借助苦难来训练锻炼我们这个目的是有关联的。
And related to the fact that God in His eternal will wants to train us by trials and suffering.
又以上帝的应许中间使我们经过苦练达到怎样的果效是有关联的。
And related to the fact that God has promised us rewards after we have our trials.
像基督徒的知识就不在现象中间去分析。
And therefore, the Christians do not know just by surface phenomena.
基督的知识在永恒界的计划中间有所明白。
The knowledge of the Christian is related to eternity.
所以基督徒在苦练中间知识的重要性是不可忽视的。
Therefore, we ought not to ignore the importance of knowledge in the midst of our suffering.
圣经多次提到患难的时候，就相连的提到知识的问题。
The Bible in many places talk about suffering related to knowledge.
你们在患难中间
in the midst of your suffering,
你们就有位大喜乐
you have to have great joy.
你们知道你们的信心经过试炼以后就变成坚强起来了
because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
照样在罗马书第五章告诉我们
in the same manner, Romans chapter 5 says,
患难中间你们知道患难生忍耐
You know that suffering gives you a patience.
忍耐生老练
Perseverance gives forth to character.
老练生盼望
And character hope.
盼望也不至于羞耻
And hope does not disappoint us.
上帝的灵把上帝的爱厚厚浇灌在你们的心里
Because God has poured His love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
这是全本圣经前后一致的原则
This is a consistent principle in the Bible.
患难的本身不是终极
Suffering is not the end.
患难的本身是个一个手段。
Suffering is just a process.
患难的只是一个手段，是一个方法。
It's a method.
就是神用以训练人，来使人被成全一个必须的步骤。
A process that God has used, a necessary process to make us holy.
那么在这个步骤，在这个过程的中间。
But in the midst of this progression,
有的人就对患难用很喜乐的心去迎接。
Some of us will welcome the suffering with joy.
有的人用很绝望的心去抗拒。
But some will oppose it with disappointment.
这种不同的心理的回应是为什么呢
？Why is there such a difference in reactions?
就决定了这里的这个名词，因为知道或者不知道。
And the important crucial point is whether you know or you do not know.
所以呢，真理使人自由，从这一件事就可以显明出来。
And we can see from here how the truth will set us free.
如果你知道结局是这么美好
，If you know that the end goal is so beautiful，
你知道过程是这么必须
，If you know that the progress is necessary，
你知道神永恒的旨意是这样安排的。
You know that this is in the eternal will of God.
所以这个知识就是对真理的了解，就使你有抵挡困难最大的力量。
This knowledge, this understanding of the truth will empower you to fight against suffering.
上个礼拜我们思想到试探跟试炼是不一样的。
Last week we also mentioned that trial is different from temptation.
但是试探跟试炼临到一个人的时候，从现象、从经历、感受很多是一样样的。
But when we face trial or temptation, we react in the same emotional state.
一个人在试炼中可能受很多的苦。
We may suffer greatly in the midst of a trial.
一个人在试探中也可能受很多的苦。
But in the midst of temptation, we may suffer as well.
当这些相同的现象、相同的经历临到我们的时候
，When such similar experiences come to us,
我们也很清楚分辨这其中有本质的不同是怎样去认知的。
We need to understand the qualitative difference between the two.
我们上个礼拜提到了三件不同的事情。
Last week we mentioned about three differences.
试炼与试探的来源不同。
First of all, the source of a temptation and a trial is different.
第二样，试炼与试探的目的不同。
The second one is the aim of both are different.
第三样，试炼与试探的性质不同。
The third one is that very nature are different.
试炼是出于神。
Trial comes from God.
试探是出于魔鬼。
But temptation from the devil.
因为上帝不试探人。 也不受试探,
because God tempts no one and is not tempted by men.
试探一定不是从上帝来,
therefore, temptation would not have been from God.
圣经称撒旦为那试探人的,
but the Bible referred to Satan as the tempter.
所以呢, 试探的来源是从撒旦,
therefore, the source of the temptation is from Satan.
那么神的动机是良善,
the motive of God is good.
所以试炼的本身是出于善的动机领导我们。
Therefore, trial comes from a good motive.
撒旦是那恶者,
but Satan is the evil one.
所以试探的动机本质就是邪恶的。
The motive of temptation must then be evil.
第三样,
thirdly,
试探的结果也达到使人承认更亲近神更完全的信仰的一个地步。
The final goal of a trial is that we may be closer to God and be more holy and complete.
试探的结果是使人离开上帝怀疑上帝 远远的离抵挡神离开神的这个结果。
But the goal of a temptation is that we may oppose God and be far away from Him.
试炼与试探是不一样的。
Therefore a trial is very different from a temptation.
试探具有诱惑性。
Temptation has a seductive elements in there.
使你很肯定的怀疑上帝。
That you will very surely doubt God.
然后你就这样的凭着自己的私意离弃了他。
And you will go away from God because of your own selfish desires.
试炼不是如此。
Not so for trials.
试炼使我们在苦难中间思考上帝更深一层的意思。
Trial will force us to think further into God.
所以使我们回到这位美意加苦难给我们的上帝的面前。
That we may return before this God who because of his good will grants us the trial.
今天我们在对真理的知识这方面继续思考受试炼的时候 应当有的回应是什么?
And this evening we want to understand further into the truth as to the correct reaction in the midst of a trial.
我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中间。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials.
都要以为大喜乐。
Consider it pure and great joy.
这里不是指一两个试炼，是百般的试炼。
Here the trials are of many kinds.
圣经有百般，有诸般，有何等，有。 许许多多诸多不同的这个词句的描写。
The Bible has many phrases that refer to the multitude of things.
所以呢，这里的试炼是接踵而至，常常发生，诸多花样，几乎是永无止息的痛苦临到一个人。
Here it refers to a trial that will come constantly, always coming, and almost endless.
那么这些分散各地的十二支派的犹太人,
these Jews from the 12 tribes that are scattered,
他们是以那些坚守犹太传统信仰的旧约的这些的基督徒的这些的犹太的信徒不一样的一种人。
They were different than the Jews that followed Old Testament law strictly.
当这些人离开了旧约的传统来接受耶稣基督的时候,
when these people accepted Jesus Christ departing from Old Testament traditions,
他是犹太人中间接受了被犹太人所拒绝的犹太人的这些犹太人。
They would have accepted the Jews that had been rejected by the other traditional Jews.
所以呢，这些人就一定有一天跟耶稣基督一样，成为被犹太人所轻看。 所抗拒或者说抛弃的犹太人。
Surely like Jesus Christ, they would have been objected and rejected by the Jews or their own race.
那犹太民族在整个罗马帝国的版图里面是最难统治的一个非罗马族。
The Jews would have been the people that has been most gifted, who gave the Roman Empire the most trouble.
罗马帝国从罗马城发展到最后侵占到北欧，到了英伦，一直到了南非中的北非。 以及呢，西亚的地区遍布三州。
The Roman Empire was very huge, all the way to the south of Europe and the north of Africa and the west of Europe.
当他们从共和的制度演化变成君主、变成独裁的这个凯撒制度的时候，
when they move from a federal system into dictatorship,
那么他们的政策也继续不断的变化。
Their political system changed as well.
所以呢，奥古斯都是成为第一个罗马皇帝的凯撒。
Augustus was the first Roman Caesar.
当他做了罗马的这个凯撒之后， 就宣布不再走过去共和制度的那种宪法。
When he became emperor, he declared that no longer would they become a federal system.
这样，他是第一个一个人称帝，把全罗马帝国都输在他一个人手下，成为他私人产业的第一个皇帝。
He was the first emperor that declared himself as sovereign, and everything would have belonged to
him. 奥古斯都的地位在罗马帝国就很像秦始皇在中国历史的地位一样。
He was like the Chinese emperor 秦始皇 of the past.
所以从此以后，罗马帝国的每一个公民都是皇帝的产业。
And therefore, all Roman citizens would have become his property.
他有绝对的权柄，独揽全国所有的人物。
His power was absolute over everyone in the empire.
所以每一个人就开始要称皇帝为主。
And so all must call him Lord.
这个希腊文叫做 Curios.
This is Curios.
所以 my Caesar is my Curios.
所以凯撒是 Curios.
君王就是我的主。
He is my Lord.
这个命令下去以后呢
？When this command was given,
罗马帝国所属下的所有的万邦万民都称他们的皇帝是主。
All the people within the Roman Empire would have to declare him as Lord.
当这个命令来到犹太的耶路撒冷的时候
，But when it reached Jerusalem,
犹太人坚决反抗。
The Jews were opposed to it.
绝不妥协。
They did not compromise.
因为他们知道只有一位主，就是创造天地万物的上帝。
Because they knew that there is only one Lord, Creator of heaven and earth.
这样，罗马帝国的政治统治。就第一次碰到一块大石头了。
For the first time, the Roman Empire encountered a great obstacle.
所有被制服的民族都接受称凯撒为主。
All the conquered races would proclaim Caesar as Lord.
只有这些犹太人的后代，他们绝对不称凯撒为主。
With the exception of these Jewish people,
他们称耶和华为主。
They call upon God as Lord.
所以这样要怎么处理呢
？So how would they handle this?
他们想来想去没有办法。
They could not have a solution.
他们刚柔并用也没有办法。
They try all methods.
他们劝说劝不来。
Whether it's gentle persuasion.
他们用压力压不来。
Or with violence.
他们用军队用法律制裁杀他们改不来。
And even when they were slaughtered, they didn't change their mind.
所以他们想一个办法，一国两制。
So they thought of a method, two systems within the same country.
这个不是邓小平想出来的。
It is not invented by Deng Xiaoping.
就是罗马帝国早就有的事情。
It started with the Roman Empire.
所以在整个罗马帝国的半途书下，所有的人都要称凯撒为主。
So all Roman citizens have to proclaim Caesar as Lord.
只有耶路撒冷的犹太人，只有犹太的这些民族，他们可以不必称凯撒为主。
With the exception of Jerusalem and the Jews in Judah.
你们只要照样交税。
Just pay your taxes.
你们照样顺服所派到你们中间治理你们的巡抚。
And be submissive to the official that have been sent to you.
你们被许可照着你们的宗教传统、你们律法的规矩敬拜你们在耶路撒冷的上帝。
And you can worship your God in Jerusalem based on your traditions.
所以这样的犹太人就享受了别的民族所没有的自由。
And so the Jews had the freedom that other people did not.
他们照样敬畏上帝。照样献上祭物，照样宣布律法，照样称耶和华为主。
They will worship God and proclaim Him as Lord and continue with their sacrificial system.
罗马帝国驻军在耶路撒冷的数目是驻军在所有地方之冠，没有一个城市比耶路撒冷有更多的罗马兵队走来走去。
And the Roman Empire sent the most Roman soldiers into Jerusalem more than any other places.
在最多的时候。可能有超过180,000人的罗马帝国的军兵驻扎在耶路撒冷城。
At the maximum, probably 180,000 Roman soldiers were in Jerusalem.
180,000. 所以为什么这么多的罗马军队呢
？Why were there so many soldiers？
因为每一年至少有三次，以色列人离开他们的家乡，离开他们的本地，聚集到耶路撒冷敬拜祭祀上帝。
Because every year for three occasions, all the Jews will come back to Jerusalem.
这是最容易发动群众的这种运动的时候。
And it would be a good opportunity to have riots.
兵丁就代表罗马帝国虎视眈眈的在那里守住他们，不准他们有什么的动乱。
And the soldiers were there to watch over them to prevent trouble.
而这个如果动乱多几次，巡抚被调回家，被革职，被处死。那就变成政治上的大事情了。
And if there's a lot of trouble, the governor may be put to death.
这也就是 在那一篇 Mel Gibson 的 The Passion of Christ 里面，这个比拉多对他太太所讲的那几句话隐藏的真正的历史背景。
And this is what we see in the movie The Passion of Christ from the mouth of Pontius Pilate.
我如果处死这个人，
He said, if I kill this person,
跟随耶稣的人一定造反。
And his people will revolt.
我如果不处死他，
But if I do not execute him,
犹太人一定造反。
The Jews will revolt.
所以我现在在两难之间，这就是真理。
So I'm stuck here, and this is the truth.
耶稣说呢，我特别为真理做见证。
Jesus said, I bear witness to the truth.
比拉多回答说，真理是什么？
Pontius Pilate said, What is the truth?
如果世界上有真理，
If there is truth in the world,
像你这么好的人，为什么被带到我这里来？
Why would such a good person be brought before me?
所以我不管真理在哪里。
So I do not care about the truth.
我只知道一件事实，就是我观念中间的真理。
I only know the truth in my concept.
因为凯撒对我说，再有一次动乱，你就要被调走，你就要被清算。
Because Caesar said that I will be punished if there's another disturbance.
所以他很难处理，要不要把耶稣交给以色列人去钉十字架。
So he was in a dilemma and doesn't know whether to give up Jesus to the Jews.
但是当他决定把耶稣交给他们以后，
But after he made the final decision,
他马上用水洗手说，流这个人的血，罪不在我的身上。
Immediately he washed his hand off the sin of this person.
真正知道这件历史背景的时候，
When you truly understand this historical background,
你就明白那个时候的事件是何等难处理的事情。
You would have realized how difficult it was for Pilate to deal with this.
所以当比拉多处理耶稣的事件，
When Pontius Pilate judged over Jesus Christ,
以后呢，
after that,
我们发现就有一个变化。
We found a change.
犹太的人慢慢分别出来的一些是跟着律法走传统路线的人，另外一些是相信耶稣基督违背摩西律法的人。
There was a segregation from the Jews, the traditionalists, and those who believe in Jesus Christ.
那么那些模糊的上司或者罗马帝国派来的巡抚跟他的代表。
And those Roman governors and high officials that have been sent,
他们起先以为只是你们犹太人里面的内政的问题，跟我们没有关系，所以我照着一国两制的办法，一律同等来对待犹太人。
They thought that these disturbances are internal quarrels among the Jews.
但是当到最后，他们发现，原来这个分裂的犹太传统跟新的跟随耶稣的人是不一样的时候，
When they discovered that the differences were very large between those who followed Jesus and the traditionalists,
他们开始认定我们的忧是对原有的传统，不是对新派的耶稣基督有什么优待。
They realized that their system was meant for the traditionalists, but not the new followers of Jesus Christ.
所以当犹太人称耶和华为主的时候，罗马兵丁只能接受。
So when the Jews proclaim God as the Lord, the Roman Empire would accept it.
但是当犹太人看见他们不是称耶和华为主，称耶稣为主的时候，哎，这是一个新的派别，这个一定要对付他。
But now a new phenomenon has occurred where Jesus is Lord, so they will have to take care of the situation.
所以主后三十几年，
So about 30 odd years after our Lord,
耶稣被钉十字架以后，
after he was crucified,
他从死里复活以后，
after his resurrection,
这些耶稣的门徒称耶稣为主。
These followers of Jesus Christ proclaim him as Lord.
传统的犹太人是称耶和华为主。
But the traditionalists will proclaim Jehovah as God.
当然，这个罗马帝国都不明白，耶和华也是耶，耶稣也是耶。
The Roman Empire would have been confused.
所以呢，父亲姓耶，孩子也姓耶的。那么呢，这个耶和华是看不见的。
You cannot see Jehovah God.
你们说他是创造天地的上帝。
But you say he is the creator of heaven and earth.
你们称他为主，根本有形有肉体的凯撒之间没有什么可以分庭抗礼的事情。
And so it is quite okay because you are considering somebody who is invisible as Lord.
但是当你称耶稣为主的时候，
But when you proclaim Jesus as Lord,
岂不是在凯撒这个有身体有人形的君王以外，你在称另外一个人是主吗？
Here, apart from the physical Caesar, you are proclaiming another person as Lord.
这个教务就使由这个罗马帝国大胆开始大大逼迫基督徒。
Because of that, the Roman Empire persecuted the Christians.
因为这个逼迫根本没有违背他们一国两制原有的这个旨意。
This persecution is not in violation of the earlier arrangement.
但是呢，犹太人抵挡罗马帝国的心智，也不会因为有一国两制，他们就此甘休。
But the Jews were still opposing the Roman Empire.
因为他们从起初就知道 设立住君王的序，根本不是犹太种，根本不是犹大支派，根本不是大卫的子孙。
They knew in the beginning that King Herod was not from the tribe of Judah or the descendant of David.
所以叙利王在王座上的合法性早就被质疑了。
The legality of his throne was in question.
正像苏哈多不是人选出来的，他做总统32年，结果还是要他碰下去一样。
Like President Suharto's legality, finally he has to come down.
所以呢，我们看见到了主后73年的时候
，So 73 A.D.
犹太人对罗马帝国的反叛越来越激烈。
The Jews were opposing to the Roman Empire to its climax.
我相信马萨达的战役是罗马帝国有史以来最困难攻陷仇敌的一个战役。
And they fought in this place called Masada, the most difficult battle for the Romans.
他们花了好几年的时间，一点没有果效。
They spent several years trying to attack the place.
这个在悬崖高壁上面的这个平原，里面住着了1000多个至死反抗到底的以色列的军兵，是使罗马帝国不得不要研究最新的战术，最新最现代化的武器来覆灭他们这个顽抗的军队。
There were 1,000 people fighting against the Romans in a clean, in an area that is very inaccessible.
所以呢，他们就发明了最后的、最有技术的、最可怕的这个战具来攻城。
And the Roman soldiers had to invent the most advanced and terrifying weapons to kill them all.
他们还有聚集了很多的沙土，使这个战具可以在高的地方前进。
And they had to move the sand and create terrain for this weapon.
终于他们攻下了。
And finally, they took the place.
他们攻进城，盼望这一千多军人跪在罗马帝国面前，称凯撒为主。
They took the city and they wanted the Jews to kneel and proclaim Caesar as Lord.
但他们找到这个犹太人呢，发现没有一个活着，每一个都自杀而死了。
But when they found them, all had died in a mass suicide.
犹太人宁可死，不会称耶和华以外的任何人为主。
Because the Jews would not proclaim anyone else as Lord.
这种壮烈的牺牲就成了犹太民族到今天绝对不妥协的一种军事的精神。
And such spirit is still with us today. The Israeli has the same Masada spirit.
自从1948年以色列国复国以后到今天，
After the nation of Israel was established in 1948,
每一个加入军队的心血，
Every new recruit in the army,
每个宣誓爱国的青年兵队，
Every young soldier that has to pledge allegiance,
都要用直升机把他载到马萨达的高原，在那里宣誓就这里的时候讲一句话， Never Masada again.
And they will use a helicopter to transfer them to Masada so that they will pledge.
绝对不死，绝对不投降，只有战胜，没有第二条路。
That they will never surrender, they will accept nothing but victory.
这也就是从1957到现在，所以阿拉伯人要打败犹太人，都显出自己是豆腐兵，一个一个被犹太弄到完全失败。
This is one of the reasons why from 1957 the Israelis have been successful in all warfare.
那么刚才提到了，对以色列人中间信耶稣的人成为一个合法的被消灭的，因为这个已经从原先的一国两制有不同的看法了。
And we mentioned earlier that this new group of believers are now being persecuted in a very legalistic way.
雅各书就是对这些信耶稣基督、称耶稣为主的这12派的以色列人写了这一封信。
And this was why James wrote this letter to these people who are being persecuted.
我的弟兄们。
My brothers,
这里弟兄是双重的意思。
There are dual meaning here.
你是犹太人，我是犹太人。
That you are a Jew, I am a Jew.
所以我们在血统上是弟兄。
So based on race, we are brothers.
你相信了被犹太人所丢掉的犹太人，我也相信被犹太人所丢掉的犹太人，所以我们是弟兄。
But we are brothers also because both of us accepted the Jew that has been rejected by the Jews.
被钉死的耶稣基督是我的弟兄。
The Jesus Christ that died is my brother.
所以这个弟兄的双重、三重意义就表现出来。
So therefore, there are multiple meaning in this word.
他们是同血统的弟兄。
They are brothers of the same blood.
而犹太人中间呢，雅各跟耶稣的关系是最亲近的亲弟兄。
And James was the physical brother of Jesus Christ.
你们对他的信仰跟我对他的信仰是我们又成的弟兄。
But your faith in him and my faith in him makes us brothers as well.
所以我的弟兄啊，你们落在百般的试炼中，都要以为大喜了。
Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
因为知道你们的信心受试验以后。
Because you know that the testing of your faith
就生出忍耐来
develops perseverance.
这里很明文地告诉我们
Here we see clearly
这些信主的犹太人所受的痛苦所受的试炼是为了信心的成全的目的
These people went to trial for the purpose of establishing their faith. 所以
如果说雅各书是一个专讲行为的书我告诉你不对的
So we often think that James is about action, but this may not be so.
雅各书所讲的是真信心产生的行为应当是怎么样？是这个主题。
James talk about what true work is from true faith.
因为他从起初就提到信心的问题。
From the very beginning, he talk about faith.
你们的信心是要受试验的。
That your faith has to go through trials.
你们的信心不是单单口头的称赞。
It is not just lip service.
不是口头的承认。
Or the recognition by our mouth.
不是理性的赞同。
Or an agreement in our reason.
或是书面的解释。
Or a written agreement.
你们的信心要受试炼，在实际的生活中间受火炼，炼成精金，那样的信心才是真正的信心。
The true faith comes about when we go through trial and as if we are burned by fire.
基督徒同基督教信仰中间所提到的信心。
The faith in Christianity and for Christians.
跟所有的宗教里面所提的信心，本质上跟定义上。本来就完全不一样。
It's very different by definition and by what it means.
宗教的信心是信一些什么规条？啊，这些规条是人假设、人定出来的。
Religious faith is about following rules and regulations made by man.
啊，基督教的信仰不是信规条，是信一位神，一位把自己真理启示出来的主，又把自己儿子赐下道成肉身，成为我们救主的历史上那一位真神的儿子。
But the Christian faith is about a Lord who has given us His Son who appeared to us in history.
所以保罗不是说我深知我信了些什么东西。
The Apostle Paul didn't say, I know what I believe.
保罗说我深知我所信的是谁。
But he said, I know whom I believe.
所以基督教的信仰不是规条的问题。
The Christian faith is not about rules and regulations.
基督教的信仰不单是教义的问题。
Or about doctrines.
基督教的信仰是在一个位格的身上。
But it is on a personhood.
这样 ，Christianity is Christ.
所以基督教是基督。
When you have faith in Christianity, it means you believe in the person of Christ.
当你说你信基督教的时候，就是你相信基督。
那这个信心不是单单理论上的知识。
This faith is not something from your reason alone.
Not the cognitive understanding.
Not just cognitive understanding.
这个信心也不是在这个教义上的这个认识。
Or an agreement in doctrines.
这个信心呢是对基督的接受，对基督的投靠，对基督的救赎的这个拥有。
It is the acceptance of Jesus Christ, the reliance on Him, and the possession of His salvation.
这个信心需要一个很重要的。整个人性中间最基本的意志的选择。
It requires a choice in our will.
所以你曾经决定离弃你的传统。
So you first accept that you will leave your traditions.
曾经决定放下你过去的文化。
That you will give up your past culture.
你接受了一个被你的本族、被你的同胞、被你同血统的弟兄所抗拒的一个人作为你的救主。对他产生无限的投入跟委身，这叫做信仰。
And faith is when you accept this person that has been rejected by all your people and you devote your entire life to him.
那你决定信是为什么
？Why do you decide to believe?
是因为我信了，所以他就变成我的真理吗
？Is it because I believe, therefore he becomes my truth?
相反的
，It's on the contrary.
他是真理，所以我决定应当相信他。
Because he is the truth, I have decided to follow him.
所以这个信仰是要决裂传统。
Faith is for us to break away from tradition.
信仰要异于文化。
Faith is for us to be different from our culture.
这个信仰变成被同住和弃绝。
Faith will create a situation where we are rejected.
这个信仰要跟传统断裂。
It breaks away from tradition.
这个信仰要把全人投入。
This faith requires total commitment.
这个信仰是你以后的一生。义不反顾，就是永远指向前走。
Faith commit require that you devote forever in the same direction.
这种决定当然是付代价的。
Of course, you have to pay a heavy price.
这种信心当然是有价值的,
and this faith has its value.
那这种的信心,
such faith,
是真是假怎么看出来?
How do we know whether it's real or not?
是雅各书需要写下来。
And so the book of James was written.
有许多时候我们只以为雅各书是单单论行为的一本书。
Many a times we think James is about actions.
当然在所有使徒中间, 最注重真行为的是雅各。
Of course, among the apostles, James placed great emphasis on true works.
所以如果我们称彼得为信，称保罗为信的使徒，
if we consider Paul as the apostle of faith,
我们称约翰为爱的使徒，
the apostle John as the apostle of love,
我们称彼得为望的使徒，
apostle Peter as the apostle of hope,
我们可以名正言顺称雅各为行的使徒。
We can say the Apostle James is the Apostle of works.
但是这个信、望、爱跟行之间是完全不能个别分开、片段去了解的。
But we cannot just understand it in this way relating to faith, hope, and love.
我们应当互相协调、和谐、整体性的去了解它。
We need to understand it in its own consistency.
像当你谈到保罗所讲的信的时候， 不能忽略他提到圣灵果子行为的问题。
When you talk about the faith mentioned by Apostle Paul, you've got to remember he talked about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
当你提到雅各的行为的论调的时候， 你不能忘记他用信心受过试炼才能成全的这个前提就开始。
All about the works of James, but remember he started with faith.
当你把这些都完全明白了以后，
When you are able to understand all this,
第二到第四节，
and then you read it forward,
你发现这里面深奥的奥妙是非常独特的。
You will find a unique profoundness in all this.
我们再念一次好不好？
Let us read it again.
从第二节到第四节，
2 to 4，
我的弟兄们，你们乐在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜，因知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。这句话里面，
within these few sentences,
是用信心做开始的。
It starts with faith.
那么信心需要试炼。
Faith needs trial.
试炼需要成功。
And trial needs to succeed.
成功就产生三个表现。
And success is seen in three areas.
你被成全的。
You have been made perfect.
你很完备的。
That you are not lacking.
你毫无缺陷的。
That you are mature.
所以信心被试验的时候，
so when your faith is being tried,
显出你的信是真的。
It will show that your faith is real.
信心受试验之后，
after the trial,
要达到你原先所没有的。
You will achieve something you did not have.
过去付了代价，
the price you paid in the past,
你过去做了决定，
the decision you have made in the past,
你过去坚信相信耶稣基督。
In the past you firmly believe in Jesus Christ.
所以你的犹太人中间是对基督 有信心的这一些的人，
so,
这一批的人，
among the Jews you are those who believe in Jesus Christ.
他们深看中了你，
and the Lord placed great emphasis on you.
信他，
because you believe in him.
他有赐福给你，
and he has blessed
他就给你丰盛，
you.
他就给你丰盛，
he has given you abundance.
给你成功，
success.
给你顺利，
and smooth journey.
给你诸多的财产， 是吧？
There are all sorts of possessions.
完全不是，
not so.
所以才初期的基督教，
in the early church,
是跟物质的发达 没有关系的一个基督教。
It is a Christianity that's not related to prosperity in material sense.
因为人一信基督的时候，
because at that time, once you believe in Jesus,
他们受试验， 他们被剥夺许多生存跟生活的权利， 进入更痛苦贫穷 以及挣扎的生活里面，
they would have to go through great trial. A lot of their possessions would have been confiscated.
所以呢， 你们受试炼，
so you are going through trials.
你们在物质上是损失的，
materialistically speaking, you are at a loss.
灵性上是毫无缺陷的。
But in your spirit, there's nothing lacking.
你们在物质上是残缺不全的。
Perhaps you are poor, materialistically speaking.
在灵性上你们是成全的。
But you are made complete in your spirituality.
在物质上是你有许多的需要，许多的缺乏。
In material things, you may be lacking.
在灵性上你是完备的。
But in spiritual things, you are complete.
所以这个试炼是必须的东西。
And so trial is necessary.
神是 以色列人信主以后受了很大试炼。
God enabled the Israelites to go through great trials.
这个跟旧约里面上帝的赐福是完全不同的观念。
This is a different concept from the Old Testament blessings.
旧约里面的赐福，
in the blessings of the Old Testament,
常常跟物质的享受有关联的。
It is often related to material wealth.
新约里面的赐福
，But in the New Testament,
就像以弗所第一章所讲的，属天的一切的福气。
In Ephesians chapter 1, all blessings from heaven
是创世以前在基督里面就已经赐给我们的。
Are things that are given to us before the creation of the world in Christ.
这样就在哥林多前书第一章告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 1 says,
你们信他在地上，你们有付出的人不多。
Those of you who have believed in him and who have paid the price, there are very few of you.
有智慧的人不多。
And not many wise among you.
你们有权势的人不多。
Not many powerful among you.
所以我们在物质上是贫穷。
So we are poor in things,
我们的心灵上可以富足。
But we are rich in our spirit.
那么信心经过什么才能进到更完备、毫无缺陷的地步呢？
What does faith has to go through in order to be more complete?
经过试验。
It must go through trial.
试验以后又变成什么呢？
After trial,
变成一个坚韧个性的人。
You will become a person with a strong character.
你要知道这是很需要的。
You need to know that this is necessary.
那今天我要在这里特别用一段的时间思考坚韧与信仰之间的关系。
I want to spend some time thinking about perseverance and faith.
许多人的宗教观念都是跟永恒发生关系，跟时间的进度好像没有关系一样。
Many people think that faith is about eternity in the future, not about the progression of time.
所以我们讲的信心就变成此刻跟永恒之间关联的一种信心。
So when we talk about faith, it's about this moment and eternity.
圣经注重在此刻与基督再来的整个过程中间，慢慢受折磨，慢慢受试炼，坚韧走到底的这个关联，是今天很多基督徒忽略掉的。
Many Christians ignore the fact that the Bible places great emphasis in the progression from now till Jesus Christ coming again.
这就是次序的问题。
This is a question of order.
次序跟时间有关系的。
Order is related to time.
次序跟先后有关系。
Order is related to what comes first and second.
有许多的信仰是不分先后的。
Many of us have faith that has no order or priority.
许多人信仰是跟时间没有关联的。
Our faith is not related to time.
我们好像那些脚不着地、鬼魂一样的东西飘来飘去。
Like the spirit that doesn't have any rooting, we float around.
我有个时候对英文的 down to earth 很有兴趣。
Sometimes the English phrase down to earth is interesting.
一个直升机一直飞一直飞，从来没有停，油会不会用完呢？
If a helicopter keeps flying, it will run out of fuel.
一个大的喷射机就是可以做800人的最新还没有飞的那个，如果的油完了，它要怎么办？
What if a jet plane runs out of fuel?
所以 down to earth.
So it comes down to earth.
According to the process,
它有一个程序，
有 order,
有一个次序，
从初到结束
，from beginning to the end,
Alpha to Omega,
Alpha to Omega,
这是基督在地上给我们看见的。
This is what Christ expressed to us.
福音的开头
，the beginning of the gospel,
耶稣的降生
，is the birth of Jesus Christ.
他从起初顺服天父。
In the beginning, he was obedient.
最后把成全的事再交回给天父。
In the end, he completed his task and he gave it back to the Father.
他从12岁讲，我岂不知我当以我父的事为念吗？
When he was 12, he said, "Do you not know that I have to think about the things of my father?"
上十字架前，他说：“父啊，你所托付我的事情，我已经成全了。”
But before he died, he said, "Father, I have completed what you have given to me."
这岂不是一个步骤吗？
This is a progression.
今天我们喜欢起点，我们喜欢终点，我们不喜欢程序。
Today we like the beginning, we like the end, we do not like the process.
所以我们每次看一篇电影，看到最后有情人终成眷属，那个它的起点就是戏的终点。
So we always end a movie when the two lovers come together.
So beginning of their marriage is the ending of the cinema. 所以我们对起点终点有所知道。
We sort of know what's beginning and what's end.
哇，当你看见 Charles 跟 Lady Di 结婚的那一幕，20世纪有哪一对情人结婚比他们拍得更漂亮
？I mean, you see Prince Charles and Lady Diana getting married is so romantic.
那是个起点吗
？Is that a beginning?
那不是个终点。
It's not the end.
结果呢
？In the end,
他们不欢而散。
They were divorced.
为什么呢
？Why?
他们有美丽的起点，没有稳定的过程。
They had a beautiful beginning, but not a steady progression.
现在很多人说，我信主，有很理想的信心的开始，没有顺从圣灵的过程。
Many people say they want to believe with an idealistic beginning, but they are not willing to have the progression of faith.
伟大的婚姻,
so a great marriage
不是看起点, 是看终点,
is not dependent on the beginning, but in its end.
伟大的家庭,
a great family
不是看顺利的一生, 看艰难中间怎样坚守的一生,
is dependent on how they deal with difficulties in their entire life.
伟大的信仰,
a great faith
不是看你付了多少代价牺牲决定信主,
it's not about how much sacrifice you have in order to believe.
看你真的信在试验的过程中间怎样坚忍守下去,
but how your faith persevere through great suffering.
这样你的行为可以表现出来,
and so you can express it in your action.
你遇到苦难的时候你的反应可以表现出来,
and your reaction will show this.
从这个角度来看, 严格的说起来, 整个雅各书的行为论是从真正的信仰受试炼而产生出来的。
From this action, from this anger, then the book of James talks about works coming from true faith.
感谢上,
thanks be to God.
你们知道你们的信心经过试验以后,
you know that the testing of your faith
就生出忍耐来,
develops perseverance.
这个忍耐是什么忍耐?
What sort of perseverance is this?
这个忍耐是不向苦难低头的坚忍意志,
it is a strong will that will not compromise with suffering.
我们常常人家说, 你要忍耐, 需要忍耐, 你要忍耐, 要忍耐, 我很讨厌这句话。
Many people tell us to be patient, to be patient.
因为有些忍耐是根本没有价值,
because some patience have no meaning.
你多伟大, 没有价值的忍耐, 就是呢, 自找苦吃。
Many a times, no matter how great you are, if the patience have no value, you are suffering for nothing.
很多基督徒不能分辨, 什么是信心受试炼的坚忍跟那些呢像佛教徒一样没有目的的忍耐没有办法分开的。
Many Christians cannot tell the difference between perseverance because of faith and perseverance like the Buddhists without any meaning.
当帝国主义殖民主义统治我们的时候我一直忍耐忍耐到耶稣再来有什么用呢？
When the imperialists come and conquer us, do we just keep quiet and bear?
我的太太第一次怀孕后来流产以后医生
When my wife first had a baby and had suffered a miscarriage, the doctor said the fetus is still in there.
我的岳母很盼望做祖母, 因为这是第一胎的孙子。
But my mother-in-law was very anxious, wanted to be a grandmother.
所以她只听好话, 不听实话。
So she only listened to the good news.
一个医生说呢, 这个胎还在里面。
The doctor said the fetus is still in there.
她就信了。
So she believed.
另外一个医生说, 她已经死了, 她就不信了。
The other doctor said, but the fetus is dead, and she did not believe. I was preaching for a few months overseas, and I called back to inquire.
我写信回来问,
and I wrote back to inquire. 总是得到消息,
可能还在, 我们忍耐, 忍耐。
The answer is that let's be patient because maybe the baby is still there.
过了几个月了,
a few months later,
我的太太呢一直吃, 一定要培养, 使里面的胎儿足够健康, 吃了好东西, 结果呢, 自己越来越胖, 胎儿不知道在哪里。
My wife kept eating tonics and gained weight, but the fetus is not growing.
当我下飞机,
when I came down from the plane,
找到她的时候,
when I found her,
我第一句话是什么?
The first thing I said,
让我们听实话, 不要听好话。
I said, let's listen to the truth, not just good news.
如果孩子真正还在的话,
if the fetus is still viable,
你再忍耐躺下去, 每天躺着好辛苦。
It was very difficult. I said, you must be patient.
如果这个孩子已经不在了,
but if the fetus is not viable,
挂工, 把它洗清洁,
you need to abort the child.
所以我们最后一次请个很好的医生查,
so for the last time, we got a good doctor.
那个时候呢, 有一个很好的医生, 距离苏拉巴亚, 一共有差不多120公里那么远。
A doctor was about 120 kilometers away from where we were.
所以我们就包了一部车, 把它载到那里去查医生。
And so we got a car and we sent her there.
那个医生是英国人,
he was a British man.
是内地位的教师, 这个医生宣教师,
a missionary.
他好得不得了,
he was a good man.
他一查了以后,
after he examined her,
他用不大通顺的贵就是说, 早就没有了。
He used his broken Chinese and said, well, the fetus has been
dead.
There are no fetus there anymore.
Then
what is in there? It's actually a dead fetus.
还要忍耐吗?
Do you still bear with it?
忍耐养什么呢?
What will you bear before?
忍耐怀什么呢?
What is the purpose?
当天我说, 我们就清空,
that very day, I said, we need to clean her up.
挖清楚,
and get rid of all this residue.
洗干净, 那不要的东西都丢掉,
that she may be made clean again.
但是呢, 有一个人说, 把他这么远带到那边，半路才死的。
And someone said that, well, the fetus died halfway.
因为他总是信其有，不信其无。
Because they just want the good news.
我没办法给他解释。
I cannot explain.
所以我慢慢去思想，有一些人呢是有价值，有一些人呢是没有价值。
So I realized some perseverance has value, some are without value.
没有价值的人呢是浪费青春，浪费时间，浪费生命。
Perseverance without value is a waste of life and youth.
有价值的人呢是建立生命，使生命成长，使生命成熟。
But perseverance with value will build our life up and make us more mature.
基督徒需要不需要这种成熟的、这种健康的、这种正确的忍耐呢？
Does a Christian need such a perseverance?
这是非常重要的。
It is indeed important.
很多的青年人大有姿色。结果一事无成。
Many young people are very knowledgeable, but they cannot do great things.
就是因为缺乏恒心。
They lack perseverance.
缺乏忍耐。
They lack patience.
缺乏奋斗的意志。
They lack the striking spirit.
今天有很多笨人成功，聪明人失败。
So today we see a lot of people not too smart being successful.
原因就在这里。
And this is the secret.
现在我把信心、试炼跟坚韧三件事一并一同来谈。
Let us look at faith, perseverance, and life.
我们既然对主有真正的信心，
since we have true faith in our Lord,
而神有使已经有信心的人还有经过许多的苦练，
but God allowed those with faith to go through great trials,
要使我们的生命达到更高的价值，
that our life may attain greater value,
使我们的信心可以变成金金一样的宝贵。
That our faith could be like pure gold.
然后这个真正生命考验成功的这个实质，就化成继续不断造就别人的生活，我们自己显出上帝荣耀的行为出来。
And when we are successful in this trial, we will continue to manifest this and be a channel of blessing for many.
有没有哪一个金戒指是从来没有经过火烧过的吗？
Is there a gold ring that has never gone through fire?
有哪一粒的钻石是没有经过磨、钻磨的痛苦的吗？
Or a beautiful diamond that hasn't gone through the suffering of being polished?
有哪一件漂亮的衣服是没有被剪刀剪过，然后才这层和你身材的服装吗？
Or a beautiful garment has never gone through the cutting of a scissors?
一定没有这样的事。
Surely not.
照样一个人被神重用，一个人成为器材，一个人在神眼中完备，一定经过了信心的试炼。
In the same manner, when a person has to be used by God mightily, he must go through the trial of faith.
难道我们的知识不够吗？
Are we not knowledgeable enough?
难道我们的情感不够吗？
Surely we have enough feelings.
我们除了真理深化我们的理性之外，
Other than the truth making our reason clean,
我们除了深爱深化我们的感情之外，
Other than our emotions being made holy by holy love of God,
我们还需要上帝的灵的引导，上帝永恒的旨意来深化我们的意志。
We need to be made holy in our will by the guidance of the Holy Spirit and His eternal will.
感情的深化，我已经对你们讲了很多次。
I have preached many times on the sanctification of the emotions.
意志的深化，可能连这个题目都从来没有人讲过。
But the sanctification of the will perhaps have never been preached by anyone.
我很盼望我会活得很长，常常对你讲到。
我们也常常盼望。
他也常常盼望。但是我不知道神的旨意如何。
We do not know the will of God, but we wish
him. 今天的最后一段要跟你讲关于意志的训练。
But today we want to talk about how the will is being trained.
西方从17世纪一直到20世纪，这差不多400年里面。
From the 17th to the 20th century, 400 years.
启蒙主义这了整个文化的牛耳。
The whole age was led by Enlightenment movement.
这就是英文所讲的 Enlightenment era.
The era of enlightenment,
也就是德文所讲的 Aufklärung,
Aufklärung in German,
启蒙时代
，the era of enlightenment,
开明时代
，illumination,
人把自己当作是超过了所有历史上任何一个时代的古人，已经到了最开明、最聪明、智慧的一个时代。
Where humanity considered themselves as entering into an age of enlightenment better than all other era,
这种过分乐观的自信。
This over-optimistic confidence
是西方这最后的这三四百年走了一条自以为的义，放弃神的启示，不再相信圣经真理 的狂傲的地步里面。
Created a situation of arrogance when the West give up on the Bible and think of themselves as self-righteous.
到了三十年前
，about 30 years ago，
你会看到很多 IQ 的书。
You see a lot of books about IQ.
好像有 IQ， 你就或者做人有意思；没有 IQ， 你就没有办法活下去。
As if IQ is the most important thing in life.
后来到了后现代主义，开始取代现代主义的这就思潮。弥漫在知识分子中间的时候
，But when the intellectuals enter into the post-modernist age，
我们开始怀疑过去被绝对化的理性。
We start to doubt all this reason that has been made absolute in the past。
我们也怀疑所有的绝对化自我的那些非绝对者。
We also doubt those people who proclaim themselves as absolute。
我们开始从绝对进到相对的这种方法论的典范里面。
A methodology moved from being the absolute model into a relative model。
这个是时代的典范的转移 ，paradigm shift。
There was then a paradigm shift。
所以到了后现代开始抬头的时候
，When postmodernism came，
我们已经拒绝了。理性挂帅统治文化的这种方式
，We have rejected the idea that reason is the most important thing in culture。
这些的东西是时代最新的产品，圣经早就讲了。
But all these things have already been mentioned in the Bible。
这世上的小修算什么
？All this minor theory of the world。
世上的这事在哪里
？Where are the wise men of the world？
圣经可以说 ，Where are the philosopher of this world？ 在神面前。我们都显为愚拙。
Before the Lord, we are all made foolish.
所以从三十年以前
，So from 30 years ago,
另外一种书变成一个新的时尚、新的潮流。
Another new books came about.
那就是什么呢？论到 EQ 的书。
People start to talk about EQ.
从前是 intellectual quotient.
Last time is IQ.
现在是 emotional quotient.
Now it's EQ.
所以呢，这 EQ 的书越来越多，你们都看到了没有了？
And a lot of you would have read these books.
如果你们常常跟人家闹得不好，一天到晚跟人家吵架，就是你没有 EQ.
You have no EQ, you become quite quarrelsome.
后来大家从心理学发现一件事情。
But then they discover something in psychology.
世界上有很多很成功的人，不是 IQ 特别高的。
Many people who are successful do not have high IQ.
他们是 EQ 特别高。
But they got good EQ.
为什么有一些人大学毕业有博士文凭，大的学校、著名的学府毕业的人，做事一无所成
？But why would people who have great PhD and academic qualification fail in life?
为什么有一些人在社会上大有成就的，从前读的书不多呢
？But people who do not study too much have great success.
原来 how to get along with people.
很重要的就是跟怎么样跟人家相处。
How to create the emotional relationship？
怎么样有这个情感的智
商 ？How to communicate with a friendly attitude？
怎么样有一个非常友善的态度跟人家沟通
？How to compromise and accept others？
怎么样能够接待他人？
这些 EQ 的内容
，These contents of EQ，
常常是绝对一个人的事业成功不成功，比知识的成分更重要的一个原理。
Would decide your success more than IQ.
所以 EQ 就大行其道。
And everybody talk about EQ.
所以人类的文化是很可怜的。
Civilization is a very pathetic.
几百年就讲一个。
A few hundred years we talk about one thing.
转一个，要整个几百年就转一点。
And then a few hundred years later we change.
如果有进化论的话，那是最笨的进化论。
So evolution would have been most stupid.
我告诉你，这些都是圣经早就讲的。
But the Bible has talked about this from the beginning.
圣经提到了，今天提到了 WQ 的问题。
But now there's this thing called WQ,
will quotient,
a will quotient.
这个是这个 valuation quotient,
the valuation quotient.
一个人意志的事情。
The question of will.
中国人从起初不相信 IQ 跟 EQ, 相信 WQ.
The Chinese started by believing in WQ.
虽然在普通的事情上，我们尽量做人行事尽到合情合理。这就是 EQ 跟 IQ 的事情了。
But in the traditional Chinese method, we want to be peaceful with
everyone. 但是成就大事业不是理不是情。
But to do great things is not so simple.
中国人说什么呢
？The Chinese say,
有志者事竟成。
If you have great determination, you will succeed.
所以这个不是 EQ， 不然就是 WQ， 对不对
？It's about WQ.
有志者事竟成。
If you have the will, you will succeed.
那普通人你不合情理，就叫不经历。
And if you do not have such concept, you will not make it.
这个叫做不经历，没有情，没有理 ，no EQ, no IQ.
Because you have no EQ or IQ.
我很怕新加坡人什么都没有 ，EQ 没有 ，IQ 没有 ，WQ 没有，只有 SQ.
And Singaporeans only have SQ.
其实呢，真正的 SQ 是包括 EQ、IQ 跟 WQ。
The true SQ should have all these Qs.
那个叫做不是 Singapore Airlines， 叫做 Spiritual Quotient。
Spiritual Quotient、
啊。有机会再跟你们谈好了。啊，这些都在圣经里面的。
All these are in the Bible.、
那么今天提到的是什么呢
？But what we are going to talk about today?
WQ.
It's about WQ.
你们知道，你们的信心经过试验以后，就生出 WQ 出来了。
Because after trial, WQ come about.
你就生出一个坚韧的个性出来。
With a character that's strong.
坚韧的个性不是一就就成，不是天生就有，不是不劳而获，不是坐享其成的。
A strong character will not come overnight or suddenly appear by nature.
一个坚韧的个性。
When you have a strong character,
一定是跟苦难发生正面的关系，绝对不能没有，不能。
It must have a direct relationship with trials.
我们中国人早就知道这个事情。
The Chinese knew this.
苏格拉底在2500多年以前讲一句话。
2500 years ago, Socrates said.
他说 ，An examined life is not worth living.
没有经过考验的生命不值得活下去。
所以一个人的生命
of life
因为受考验
because has been gone through
trial, 受痛苦
he has gone through suffering,
受试炼
He has gone through
他就更值得活下去
There then is a meaning in it
没有受过考验的
But a life that is not tried
或者一定没有意义的
There is no meaning
那么呢孟子也有这个思想
And Mencius also said the same thing
天降大任以事人也
So he said if heaven give you a great task
一定劳其筋骨苦其心志饥其腹空乏其身
He will first try you physically, spiritually and emotionally
所以整个人呢差不多要完了
As if you are completely exhausted.
给他练到差不多没有办法维持下去。
Until you almost cannot stand it anymore.
天赐下的大责任就临到他的身上。
And great responsibility from heaven will come.
这个不单单提到一种事实的问题。
This is not only about facts.
更提到先后问题。
And also about order.
先后问题就是次序。
And this is what order is all about.
先后问题就是时间。
Within time frame.
所以呢，时间的考验是一个绝对的必须。
The test of time is an absolute necessity.
时间的折磨是一个真正的过程。
The suffering of time is a real progression.
我们不要轻看在考验过程中间受苦的人。
We should not look down on those who are suffering in the midst of the trial.
我们也不要因为很讨厌这个过程而尽早结束自己的生命。
Or think that because we hate this progression, so we take our own life.
因为这个 process.是神的办法。
This process is a method of God.
所以你们的信心
，your faith, then,
经过表示过程吗
？You will go through.
经验又经又验叫做经验吗
？It is experiential.
经过考验以后
，when it goes through trial,
就生出坚韧出来。
You will have perseverance.
什么叫做坚韧
？What is perseverance?
很坚强。
Very strong.
什么叫坚韧呢
？What is perseverance?
能够忍受痛苦。
You can withstand suffering.
不是刚才所讲的没有意义的忍耐。
Not those withstanding that has no meaning.
现在如果你开车到红灯的地方的时候
，When you drive and the traffic light turns red,
你一定要忍耐。
You have to wait.
因为你不忍会撞车嘛。对不对
Or you have an accident.
所以与其死不如活长一点。
So you better stay alive.
所以你就红灯面前等下来。
So you wait.
后来等了半个钟头还是红灯。
But half an hour later it's still red.
两个钟头还是红灯。
Two hours later it's still red.
哪边呢？绿灯一直走。
It's green over the other side.
红灯一直等。
And you keep waiting.
结果发现呢，是这个机关弄坏了。
In the end, you realize something is wrong.
所以呢，交通灯不听指挥了。
The traffic light is malfunctioned.
一切的东西坏了，所以它不能动，一直红，一直红。
And so it stays red.
请问你要不要忍耐到明天呢
？The question is, are you going to stay there until tomorrow?
那种忍耐是不合理的。
Such perseverance is meaningless.
压着的。
There is no meaning to it.
所以坚韧是什么
？What is perseverance?
是你信心坚固。
It's when your faith is strong.
你能够承担苦难。
And you can withstand suffering.
忍受得住神许可加在你身上的。
To withstand the suffering that God has allowed in your life.
这个叫做 perseverance.
This is perseverance.
这个叫做坚韧。
This is withstanding.
苦难对坚韧是有贡献的。
Suffering would contribute towards perseverance.
试炼对坚韧是有贡献的。
Trial will contribute towards perseverance.
所以我们一定要尊重从神而来。在神计划中间，要使我们更成全的苦难。
We therefore need to honor the trial that God has given to us in His will.
我们中国人除了吃饭，爱吃面。
The Chinese like to eat noodles.
你们喜欢吃面吗
？Do you like noodles?
面也就是面粉做出来，米粉做出来的。
Noodles come from rice.
差不多是一样的东西。
Same thing.
不，为什么要加工？要做的这么多、这么长、这么麻烦，才感到好吃呢
？Why do you bother to try to make rice into noodles?
因为饭是短的，面是长的。
Because the rice is very short, but the noodle is long.
一百粒饭放在哪里，就是一百粒，粒粒断断，断断粒粒。
If you line up all the rice, it's just individual rice.
但是面如果你能拉，又忍耐拉，会半公里都可以的。
But you can stretch a noodle for almost half a mile.
所以你吃面的时候呢
？When you eat noodles,
不必像吃饭那样咬得辛苦。
You don't have to keep chewing.
而且你又可以呢，哗哗的慢慢溜溜到喉口口管里面去。
And you can go into your stomach.
还可以，哇，吹的声音表示很享受。
And also slurp.
吃饭没有办法表达出来的。那么面好吃在哪里呢
？What's so good about noodles?
它有坚韧的个性。
Yes, perseverance.
听说呢，这个马可波罗回意大利的时候
，When Marco Polo returned to Italy,
他写中国人的饭很长的。
He wrote about the Chinese food.
但我们吃的稻米都是短短的，中国人那饭很长的饭。
He said the Chinese are very long food.
所以很多人莫名其妙一到中国看，原来是面。
In the end, they found out it was noodles.
所以意大利就发明了一种呢，好像中国的面，但是没有那么坚韧。
But the Italians then invented this their own noodles.
他们的 macaroni 一下子就切断了。
Macaroni very short.
我们的面会长得不得了。
But the Chinese noodle very long.
而且我们每一条面都是接着，他们是虚空的，中间有洞的。
And macaroni is empty inside.
那么最好吃的面是什么面呢
？What is the best noodle?
是你把面粉打得很厉害的，对不对呢？所以呢？一直打一直打，就面再打越拉越长，越拉越长，他就是个性坚韧跑出来 ，WQ 就出现了。
Noodles that go through a lot of processes.
今天呢，我们什么事就失败了。
Today we fail all the time.
在什么困难就投降了。
And we surrender when difficulties come.
有什么拦阻就退后了。
And we run away when obstacles are there.
我们遇到什么困难我们就埋怨了。
And we grumble against.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你们被打得不够。
Because you have not been chastised enough.
面粉一直打，一直打。
Like the dough, you need to be chastised.
你一次打打打就变成有三十公分，再打打六十公分都不断。
Longer and longer.
一直打打到最后半公里都可以。
And then become half a kilometer long.
就坚韧起来了。
And you become strong.
所以你看，连面都可以做我们的老师。
So you see, the noodles can become our teacher.
受过摔，受过打。以后呢，它就坚韧出来了。
It becomes stronger after through many processes.
还有呢，牛肉丸。
And also this beef ball.
Beef ball, fish ball. 鱼丸，牛丸，你们吃过这个？你叫牛丸是吗？
牛丸对啊。
牛丸，你们什么感觉呢
？What do you feel when you eat these
things? 都是牛肉加上面粉，或者牛肉一直打一直打，它里面就慢慢慢慢产生生机的变化。
There is organic change because of the processes that the beef has to go through.
我相信牛都不知道。它的肉会变成这样的。
I think even the cows didn't know that its meat will become this.
把这个牛肉把它剁成这个牛多的肉的时候
，as you mince the beef，
然后一大片把它摔的时候
，and then you keep hitting it，
牛的细胞跟牛的细胞就产生了内聚力，越来越强。
The molecules will stick to each other.
所以呢，它反抗外面的力量就越来越自己团结。
And because they try to fight against the forces, they grew together.
这个牛肉丸做成的时候呢
？And when the beef ball is completed,
你咬它的时候，它就弹性出来了。
As you bite it, there is a springy feel.
又坚又韧，叫做坚韧。
It is very strong.
所以你牙齿没有力的，一定不能吃牛丸。
So if you do not have good teeth, you cannot eat.
咬的时候它有弹性。
It has a springy feel.
所以在外国人还没有发明塑胶以前，中国人已经发明了。牛肉塑胶。
The Chinese have invented this in front of the rubber.
外国人还没有发明塑胶以前，中国人发明了皮蛋，像塑胶一样皮蛋。
Before the plastic was invented, we already have this century egg.
The century egg, not need one century. 但里面的那肉就坚韧起来。
And this is how the meat becomes
strong. 这都是很简单的例子。
These are simple illustrations.
你看一个人做事情。
When you look at someone doing something.
看一个人跟人交往。
Or the way we react to
others. 看一个人在患难的时候怎样反应。
Or how we react in the midst of suffering.
你就知道他的受过试炼没有。
We will be able to tell whether he has been tested or not.
为什么你容易失望？
Why are you disappointed easily?
容易灰心,
Why are you in distress?
容易自暴自弃,
Why do you give up?
你容易跟人断绝关系,
Why do you have bad relationship
容易把计划丢掉,
with people? Or abandon your plans?
因为你没有受过试炼,
because you have not been tried.
所以我个人认为啊,
Personally, I think,
特别要长久侍奉上帝,
if we want to serve God in the long term,
你是天人的个性是一定不可,
You need the character of perseverance.
感谢上帝,
Thanks be to God.
我是一个个性很急的人,
I'm a person that is pretty impulsive.
但是神的怜悯,
but because of His mercy,
使我在许多最重要的事情都一点不慌不忙不急,
I am very calm on important matters.
我31岁才结婚,
I got married at 31.
因为我不太急,
because I was not too anxious.
我神学毕业7年才结婚,
I got married 7 years after the seminary, because I was not overly anxious. I started a church when I was only at 49. I was not too anxious.
我讲到讲了15,000次以后才许可被安利做牧师。
I was only ordained after I preached 15,000 times.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为我不太急。
I was not too anxious.
这些不要太急的个性,
Such character of calm,
是特别在应付重大重要的事情上所一定要有的,
is something that's absolutely necessary when we face great decisions.
迟迟才做决定,
although I made the decision quite late,
但几乎没有一个决定是我后来后悔的,
but I almost never regret the decision.
为什么呢?
Because I am not overly anxious.
被上帝训练到一个地步,
the Lord has trained me so much.
凡事经历程序,
that I know that all things have to go through a progression,
凡事要学习忍耐,
that I have to learn to withstand it,
凡事要真正等候,
that I have to wait
carefully. 因为我们除了神的旨意以外,
other than the will of God,
我们更需要神的时间,
we need His timing.
圣经里面多次说时间还没有到, 时间还没有到, 时间还没有到,
the Bible says in many places the time is not here yet.
连耶稣基督在他自己的身上好几次说, 因为我的时间还没有到, 我的时间还没有到, 我的时间还没有到,
including Jesus Christ, who said many times that my time is not here yet.
但是虽然迟延终必要来,
but although it may look late, but it will come.
即至时候满足,
when the time is up,
耶稣就生到世界上,
Jesus Christ was born.
按照说定的时候,
upon the time that has been set,
为我们定在十字架上,
He was crucified for us.
在神的时间充满的时候,
when the time of God is up,
必定自天再来,
He will come again.
所以叫我们学会的一个事情,
so the thing we learn,
知道了是神的旨意,
we know that it's the will of God,
等候神的时间,
but we wait for His time.
大卫被安立的时候,
when David was ordained,
是他少年的时候,
he was young.
大卫登基的时候,
but when he took on the throne,
是40岁的时候,
he was already 40 years old.
他早就知道上帝要他做,
he knew that God would anoint him as king.
更要等候上帝给他20多年等候的时间才能上宝座的根,
he waited 20 over years to take on the throne.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
坚人,
perseverance,
坚人,
perseverance,
坚人就是我们的 WQ.
Perseverance is our WQ.
WQ 包含了恒心,
it includes a sense of perseverance.
WQ 包含了忍耐的等候的承受的心灵,
it includes an attitude of waiting and withstanding.
WQ 又包含了在患难中间
and a striving spirit in the midst of suffering,
直到神的旨意成,
until the will of God is done.
你受苦吗?
Are you suffering?
你在患难中吗?
Are you in the midst of difficulties?
你的信心遇到很多的逼迫吗?
Is your faith under great persecution?
要知道你的信心经过考验以后,
know that when your faith, after going through trial,
就生忍耐出来,
will develop perseverance.
忍耐也当成功,
and perseverance must finish its work,
使你们成全,
so that you may be made mature,
完备,
complete,
毫无缺缺,
not lacking in anything.
愿上帝赐福给我,
may the Lord bless us all,
成为一个等候神成熟的基督徒,
that will become a mature God that will wait upon the Lord.
我们站起来,
let us rise and pray.
十字架, 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 十字架,